Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yeah, what company is this?
Well, we are a third-party call center who service over 1,000 online sale campaigns. So you may be calling in regards to one of those campaigns. So if you will, please, ma'am, provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
It's gonna be 85705.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Well, it's gonna be Diane Merricks. There is a charge on my bank account, and I don't know what it's from because I don't really shop online or anything. So.
Yes, ma'am. And you said that first and last name was Diane Merricks.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you. May you verify the shipping address for security purposes, ma'am?
2642 West Golda Street, Arizona, 85705.
Yes, ma'am. And it says here, looks like here back on February 6th, you ordered a Wi-Fi booster, and you paid the shipping and handling of $7.45. It got shipped, and it looks like another one was shipped out on the 9th. For the shipping and handling price of $7.95. And one second.
But there's a charge for like $50-something.
Okay.
And
ma'am,
I never ordered another one of those things.
Okay, ma'am. So it looks like here this account has been canceled today, actually.
Okay. Yeah, because my bank, I don't know if they might have put something through, but they. It shows that it's canceled on you. Does it show like the charge for the 56 something? Or there was like another charge. It was because there was $7.95 and then there was another one for like 50 something.
Yes, ma'am. So that $56.95 charge is actually for the product. It's actually for that Wi-Fi booster you purchased.
But I thought that it was just paying the shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not sure what website or survey you ordered it from, but in their terms and conditions, it stated that if the account wasn't canceled in the next 48 hours and the account was created on the 6th, and so since the account wasn't canceled on the next 48 hours, you were billed for that the full price of that item on the 9th. And then it looks like here you were billed again on the 13th for that item because it says here that it was two Wi-Fi boosters that were shipped.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you should see two charges for $7.95.
See, that I'm like, I haven't even gotten the thing for it because I figured it would have that they would send me the Wi-Fi thing and then it was supposed to have whatever with it, like to cancel it or whatever, like to see if, I don't know, however, but I haven't even gotten that thing. So I don't know how I'm supposed to cancel something when I.
Okay. So it says here that the first one that was shipped out on the 7th got delivered on February 12th at 2:22 in or at the mailbox.
Okay.
And then let me see about the other one.
And it just is a normal mail?
The United States Postal Service.
Okay. All right. I'll have to check with the neighbor or something, mail person. Usually they're, when they think it's put in the wrong spot, they usually are, know where it's at. Like the mailman will remember delivering it. So.
Yes, ma'am. And the second package, the second one, it is still in transit. I do have the tracking number if you would like.
How do I cancel that then? Because I don't want to get charged another charge for something.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me get this account canceled for you. And I'll be, wait. Okay, so yes, the account has already been canceled, and it looks like you've already been refunded, ma'am.
Okay, it did? All right. So I will check on my bank then.
Yes, ma'am. And the refund should, it usually takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
For you to get it. And would you like that second tracking number for that package?
Well, if it was, if the account's canceled, shouldn't, won't it cancel the package or?
Well, no, ma'am, because it's already, it's already in process of being shipped. So,
okay, so what do I do when it gets delivered then?
When you receive it, due to the pandemic, it's a no return policy. So you can keep it, you can use it, you can give it away as a gift. It's totally yours after it leaves the building or the warehouse.
Okay, what is the tracking number?
Okay, yes, ma'am. It is 940-11-120-252-972-8200. And you can just put that number on Google, hit enter, and they'll pull up that package for you.
Okay. Yeah, I have my thing on my mail anyways. I just have to go look at it. I was going to check the other package, too. I just didn't want to get them confused. The tracking numbers. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.